currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where every week you can engage with your community by discovering the latest developments in, around, and about your city. I'm Erica Sanford. Many serious artists look deep within themselves for inspiration, but the duo you are about to meet have taken that mantra to humanity's deepest layers. Artists Geraldine Andrzak and genetic counselor Robin Bennett found their inspiration for a three-part exhibit in human DNA and human chromosomes, and their work is on display at the Kirkland Art Center until July 6th.
I think there's a lot of misconceptions about genetic disorders. People are fearful of talking about genetic diseases, and I think this is a wonderful way to show that all of us have changes in our genes that make us beautiful also, and this colorful artwork here is a great commemoration of that melding of art and science and making art public in terms of genetics.
That melding of art and science is a colorful interpretation of human chromosome and DNA maps dyed into silk panels. The exhibit features work commissioned for the University of Washington, as well as chromosome paintings, an exhibit designed specifically for the Kirkland Arts Center.
And this is actually a syntony map, and it's an old technology that geneticists used. I thought it was so beautiful and that it was about different colors, and I think about our bodies as coats of many colors, so this kind of striping that happened to show different diseases that, or qualities we have, I thought would be a beautiful manifestation.
Chromosome Paintings capitalizes on the Kirkland Art Center's natural light and interesting dimensions.
I work a lot of times with cloth. I think a lot of about the space that things are in. So I came and I measured the Kirkland Art Center, and I really designed the piece specifically for this space to be housed.
The work is an attempt by Bennett and Andrzak to reframe how society views genetic anomalies. And for Andrzak, this is a personal cause.
Part of it was a personal thing. I had a child with a genetic anomaly, so I had to meet with a lot of geneticists, and I began to understand how important it was to understand what that looked like for people.
Ultimately, the artist and scientist hope the exhibit will demystify chromosomes and DNA for those who witness it.
Genes are fun, so come out and see how beautiful it is. It's nothing to be, I think people are afraid to, genetics is hard, it's a lot of fun, so come out and learn more about it.
Yeah.
To witness the exhibit, visit the Kirkland Art Center on 620 Market Street or visit its website at kirklandartcenter.org. If you've moseyed around Kirkland lately, you might have noticed something about residents here. Kirklanders walk for work, for errands, and for one group, recreation. The Kirkland Steppers, a walking group for people 50 and older, launched its ninth year of recreational walks on June 5th with a kickoff celebration and stroll around Houghton Beach. The kickoff was the first of 17 walks scheduled every Tuesday through September 25th. Three of those are special event walks planned at our three neighboring cities. To the north, walkers will be strolling around Bothell Landing. To the east, they'll navigate through Redmond's Evans Creek Preserve. And to the south, the Steppers will tour Bellevue's Botanical Gardens. Of course, Kirkland is one of the state's most walkable communities, first among its municipal peers to adopt a complete streets ordinance, which complements each new road with a sidewalk and bike lane. Kirkland was the first city in the U.S. to use pedestrian flags at crosswalks and the first U.S. city outside of California to install in-pavement light crosswalks. The Steppers capitalize on Kirkland's walkable assets by staging most of their tours right here in downtown, at Heritage Park or at Waverly Beach, around Carillon Point, the Houghton neighborhood, or along Lake Washington Boulevard. Each walk lasts about an hour, whether you can cover a couple miles in that hour or just a couple blocks. The variety and camaraderie have developed a substantial following. Typically, more than 70 people sign up for each walk. For more information or to sign up, please visit kirklandparks.net. In the third and final series of Ask Kelly, Kelly Farron, recycling coordinator, shows you how easy it is to compost your food waste.
Dear Kelly, I want to compost my food scraps, but it seems like a messy and smelly process. Any suggestions? Food scrap recycling is a great way to reduce your waste. Food scraps make up to 30% of your waste, so putting them into your food and yard waste cart is a great way to keep them out of the landfill and use this valuable resource to create compost. One way to help you compost your food scraps is to use a biodegradable bag. These are made out of corn, so you can stick them straight into your food and yard waste cart without any problems. You can find these at your local grocery and drug stores, and you'll know they're biodegradable by their color, because they're green. You can also pick up a sample of these biodegradable bags at City Hall. Just come to the public works desk to get a sample. Another way to keep it clean and less smelly is to put your food scraps into a composting container. You can buy containers like this that have lids to close, or find things around your house like Tupperware that have lids. Put your food scraps in it and close it tight to keep the smell out. This is also an easy way to help you transport your food scraps out to your food and yard waste. A third thing you can do if you're still finding that your food scraps are smelly is to put them in the freezer. If you keep them chilled, they won't smell, and just remember to take them out eventually and put them into your cart. These three tips will help you to keep your food scrap recycling clean and less smelly and help to reduce your waste.
For recycle information, visit www.kirklandwa.gov/recycle or call Kelly at 425-587-3812. Whether your child is an eventual athlete, scientist, survivalist, or environmentalist, Peter Kirkcamp has a week designed specifically for his or her interests. The week-long day camps begin June 26th and run through August 31st. Each of the 10 camps has a theme, and every activity and field trip is based on that theme. On Pirate Week, for example, campers tack toward West Seattle for a water taxi ride. For Time Travelers Week, campers are transported back to ancient Egypt at the Pacific Science Center to survey King Tut's burial. Throughout the weeks, all of the campers will swim in Kirkland's pool and its lakefront beaches. Each camp has space for 50 campers. To learn more and to register, visit kirklandparks.net. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland. We'll see you next week.